Did you know Granny McDuff now has a Patreon? You can get all episodes ad-free, games, puzzles, calendars, and more. You can even get discounts off Granny merch. Sign up now on Patreon. Go to GrannyMcDuffEnt.com for more information.
Good evening, children. It's Granny McDuff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a gnome called Nedlesworth, or Ned for short. He lived in Gnomesville with his parents and his six siblings, three girls and three boys. Gnomesville was situated on the fourth layer of the earth. It was a beautiful place with lush green fields and rolling hills. Ned was number seven. He was the youngest. Gnomes are quite mischievous. It is part of their nature. But in Gnomesville, there are strict rules about mischief. Number one, no mischief allowed 364 days of the year. Number two, on the 365th day, one night of mischief shall be permitted. This night will be known as Mischief Night, and it will fall every year on Halloween. Number three, gnomes shall only participate in Mischief Night in groups. No gnome is to go by themselves. Ned, as the youngest, had never been able to participate in Mischief Night. But this year was his year. He would be able to go with his siblings, and he was very excited. He put on his best outfit and sat down for supper before they were to go.
Now, Ned, your siblings have all done this before, but as this is your first time, your papa and I will explain everything. You will travel up through the tunnels of Gardner to the surface of Earth where the humans live. It is a nice place, just as it is nice here. But you must be careful. Never speak to a human. Never go inside a human house. Never let a human catch you. Stay by your sibling's side and listen to what they tell you to do, his mother told him.
All right, Mama,
Ned replied. And then they were off. Up they went through the tunnels of Gardner to the Earth's surface and found themselves in the middle of a small town. They had arrived at dinner time and the streets were quiet, except for a few humans out for a stroll. There were carriages out and about, some parked, some on the move. An ordinary night in town. Even better for the little gnomes.
What do we do now? Ned asked.
Watch and see, Ned,
one of his sisters replied. They all ran to a nearby house. It had a lovely yard in front, enclosed by a white picket fence.
Places!
Cried one of Ned's brothers. They all ran about to spots on the lawn.
Ned, you go over by the steps, pick a pose and freeze, said his sister.
And so he did. He was a bit confused, so he just stood and looked up at the porch with his hands by his side. They waited and waited and waited. And just as Ned was about to say to his siblings how ridiculous this was, the door opened.
Boo!
They shouted. The lady screamed, and so did Ned, both terrified. She ran back into the house,
almost tripping on her skirt, and slammed the door shut behind her. The gnomes laughed and rolled around on the lawn. Ned took off.
"That was fantastic," said one of Ned's sisters.
"Truly brilliant," said another.
"One of our best boos so far," remarked another.
"Let's go get another house before the others do," they cried.
And Ned's siblings ran off, thinking he was behind them. But he was not. He was, in fact, by now, quite lost, which scared him even more. Ned was in the woods. It was so dark, and there were strange noises about. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. Ned stopped. He was stock still, petrified.
"What is that?"
he thought. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. It was closer.
"Run!"
he said to himself.
Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat.
It was following him.
Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat.
Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat.
"Leave me alone!" he cried.
Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. Ned ran. But he fell. He looked up. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. It was right over him. And when he opened his eyes, he saw a goblin. He wore a cape and carried a walking stick. He tapped it on his boot. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. "Boo!" cried the goblin. Ned screamed. He shuffled to his feet and took off. And he ran and ran and ran. He didn't stop for anything. Branches swung in his face. Bats flew down before him. And pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat kept up close behind him. Finally, he reached the end of the woods. And before he knew it, he was back in town behind a house. He kept going. He didn't notice it, but the pitter-pat had stopped. Ned spotted his siblings waiting outside a house, ready to scare another human.
"Goblin!"
he cried.
"Ah!"
his siblings screamed. There was a commotion. A husband and wife came outside to take some air and saw what was going on. They screamed and went back in.
"Oh, Ned, look what you've done. We've been waiting for so long for them to come outside," said his brother.
"The goblin scared me. I got lost in the woods and he followed me," Ned shouted.
"We thought you were here," said his sister. "You gave us quite a fright."
"Well," said Ned, "now you see, it's not so nice to scare people."
"Oh, pish posh, Ned,"
cried one of his brothers.
"But it's still fun, Ned," said another.
"Yeah, don't ruin the fun," his sisters chimed in. "It's mischief night, and we're gnomes after all." Boo!
The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.